This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gouda Tumfopi.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
It's time to talk all things technology and innovation in a moment. And this does speak to simplifying a lot of challenges that many of us have faced. Remember when you were a student and you perhaps moved on to the next year or yet another program and you had to get rid of your old textbooks because essentially they didn't serve much purpose anymore, but you also had to secure new textbooks, and finding a willing buyer would always be a bit of a challenge, or there'd always be those guys or girls who were known for actually being the facilitators and the middlemen of these sales. Imagine if there was an app to simplify all of this. Well, that is exactly what Nqubeko Noyila has done through the establishment of Rebooked, an online application which essentially connects buyers and sellers of second-hand academic books, providing access to information and tools that are necessary for both academic and personal advancement. This is all tech and innovation.
Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz.
Nqubeko Noyila, founder of Rebooked, joins us on the line. Nqubeko, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for joining us. I must tell you, when I saw the article related to this app, I thought to myself, my goodness, why didn't I think of this when I was a student?
So
help me understand where the thought process and the idea started from for you, but beyond the idea, how you've actually implemented this into a physical business.
So it all started with joining an organization on campus. I was studying at the University of Free State, and the organization called Inactive basically taught us to identify a gap within the market and basically create an idea out of it and make profit out of it. So the main issue that I faced in first year, I didn't have any bursary, I didn't have any funding, my parents weren't working, and the main issue I had was having to change book twice a year. So I identified that, and I saw people selling books, and I saw that it's really difficult to get hold of people who do have the book that you want. Unless you're a person that's a regular on campus, then you would find some books. So I thought, you know what, let me use what I'm being taught here and basically identify the problem and do the research, and that's how the idea came about. I've been researching for 2 years. The app started developing the app last year, and it got finished this year because of a lot of things that needed to be taken care of.
To tell us more.
And it's basically set to launch soon.
Got you. Set to launch soon, but help us understand some of the loopholes that you had to jump, or hurdles that you had to overcome in order to get to this final process.
I think one of the main things, when you're chasing entrepreneurship or you have this great idea, you tend to forget of all the implications that your ideas have on people and how you then have to protect yourself to ensure that you serve your customers and also protect your business. So one of the things that took quite some time with me and my business partners that we had to consult a lot of people to ensure that we protect ourselves. And it's things that I never thought could basically implicate me. And we basically had to go through that process, had to think of why we need certain policies in place. Otherwise, everything else in terms of learning technology, because I don't have a technological background, but I knew that innovation is the way to go. And the only way in which I can basically establish myself into the market is to get to know what is happening and ensure that my idea does address the problem whilst though catering to what's happening, what's trending. Everyone uses technology, so I had to ensure that I incorporate that. But in having this entrepreneurial spirit in me, I also then had to now sit down and be like, Yela, there's also legal implications. Right. How are you protecting yourself? So I think that's one hurdle that I basically had that I encountered. Other than development, yes, I had to learn a few things there and there, but I think I was expecting that. But in terms of the legal aspects of it and putting all these policies in place, I don't think I was quite prepared for that. Mm.
And I think that's such a refreshing perspective, right? Because we always just think as an entrepreneur, come up with a great idea, you know, sit opposite a few funders, get the funding, start the business, and boom, Bob's your uncle. But there's a lot to consider, especially from a regulatory point of view, some of the systems and controls that are put in place, and also, I guess, IP and many other factors that also come to into account. And that gives us a very clear perspective that opportunities do exist within the fintech space, but I guess one does need to fully comprehend the lay of the landscape. And for any entrepreneur who's listening right now, what would you recommend they be aware of when it comes to starting an innovation, specifically within the fintech space and, I guess, adapting to the environment?
Yeah, like I said, I identified the gap within the market, and after identifying the gap, I then had to find a system in which I can implement whatever I'm addressing. And whilst doing that, it took time to do research, so it wasn't something that I had to like start immediately. Like identify, I have this brilliant idea. I had to take time to actually do research and consult. And even after that, we attempted the pilot phase, where we went out and tried to create a website. That didn't work out. We tried using instant messaging. That didn't work out. We tried social media. So we basically had to like learn a lot of trends of how people adapt their behavior and their buying patterns and how people basically perceive things. So I think those are the things that you never really consider. And as someone that's starting up, you should always know that you will fail at times, but that failure doesn't necessarily mean that your idea is not brilliant. It just means that the way in which you basically launched it needs to change, because people change, trends change, how people buy change. Maybe your target audience isn't who you anticipated. So there's a lot of change in which you need to adapt to. And all I'd say is that just start, try what you have, but with what you've learned from there, try to implement. And as you go, you'll learn and adapt and have your own style of doing things.
Very true. I'm keen to understand as well. I do see that you have participated in a number of incubators or competitions, the MTN SA Women in Digital Business Challenge, where you were able to secure 100,000 rand. Girl, that's something to be noted, right? Tell us more about that process, because I can imagine that beyond just the capital funding, there was additional support that you also required as an entrepreneur.
Yes, actually, when I spoke of consulting, they actually provided agents and consultants to actually take us through the journey for a couple of months. So they did provide the support in terms of us being asked by industry experts in terms of why do you need this? Why do you want to do that? How are you going to go about doing that? So they did provide a lot of support before even entering the competition. So by the time the competition was there, I was ready. They've basically been there, and they always bring people who know about a certain topic that you need to basically cater for. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's so important to understand the importance of the mentorship and other aspects that assist you in your growth as an entrepreneur. And that, I guess, leads me to you know, asking, you know, future plans, especially in the terms of the launch of this particular app, Rebooked, which is essentially selling these books, secondhand books to fellow students. How have you, I guess, prepared yourself for the launch in terms of educating the market, making sure that perhaps you're in the right partnerships with academic institutions, and just building and creating the awareness that students need to be aware and know that your platform exists?
And just to mention, I think I forgot to mention that even with us trying out the different ways in which we can build a brand and be known in the market, is that we were only focusing on basically academic books. But as we went on, we saw that, this is not going to be feasible, because, you know, schools only, semesters only twice a year. So we basically had to also cater for non-academic books. So it's quite interesting also to mention that this doesn't only cater for academic books, but anyone who's a book reader, who's a book lover, who basically wants to go into a space of selling the books that they have and also exchanging knowledge and learning. But what we will be doing, we'll be having activations at the different institutions in January. However, now we will be establishing ourselves by ensuring that we get people onto our mailing list, social media, but we will actively be on campuses in January and February next year, where we will be having people signing up and basically teaching them about the app and hoping that we can build a community. And also next year, we're planning on gathering aspiring authors and people who basically are interested in books to basically gather together and find a way in which we as South Africans can ensure that we collect all our knowledge. And with such a platform, we then get to showcase it to the world and also ensure that there's access to books to everyone and everyone has a platform to basically write. And Amazon is coming to South Africa, so we want to be the competition. And in hopes that people take our platform seriously and support local businesses and Amazon can feel, Mayela, there's people here.
Definitely. I'm so intrigued, Ncubeko, because you obviously are an entrepreneur who's very dynamic and have been at this for quite some time. And I've read up that you actually have at one point started 6 businesses. And I thought to myself, shoo, it's been the singaga. Because it's stressful, right? So often it's said that being an entrepreneur is having the added extras, added extra features to adulting. And I'm keen to understand how, as an entrepreneur, you've learned to perhaps pace yourself while still diversifying your interests and really being aggressive in the opportunities that you choose to pursue. So how have you struck a balance in terms of those dynamics?
I don't think you quite ever balance as an entrepreneur, especially if you still have startup businesses. But what I would say is that I always have goals, and the way in which I feel like I've achieved something is if I reach that goal. But also as an entrepreneur, who's I consider myself a serial entrepreneur, then even after that goal, I need to set another one, then I chase another one to ensure that I grow. So I balance it by setting goals, and with those goals, I then feel like I've achieved something, but there's always something next to chase. There's always something next to try out. So it's a matter of me seeing that, oh, I've completed this. I have the ability now to do this. And that's how I can say I feel like I balance out by actually achieving what I set out.
Good girl. Yeah, girl. Solid advice. And I guess that's amazing feedback as well in terms of your growth and opportunities. To close off with, for anyone who's keen to get in touch about the app Rebooked as soon as it's launched and how we can get more details, where do we find that?
The website will be live next week, but we are available on all social media platforms. It's at Rebooked.za. So anyone can DM us. We've also did some book clubs that we're doing. So you can always be in contact with us and see what we're doing.
Definitely. Looking forward to that. And all the best going forward, Ncubeko. Looking forward to the launch as well and more insight that you'll share with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Ncubeko Noyila, who's joined us as our entrepreneur this evening, telling us more about a technology innovation called Rebooked, an app and a platform to share, purchase and exchange academic books on this mobile platform. Wow, it's been a blast being with you over the last 2 hours. Do share your thoughts and feedback on the show, right? Lots of information that we exchanged with you and key conversations, primarily also focused on unpacking the business side of entertainment, arts, as well as media and sport. So share your thoughts with us on that one. You can tweet us at Kaya On Air. Use the hashtag KayaBiz.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.